I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight.
Hello. 9, 10, 11. Elvis Duran presents
12, 13,
14, 15. The 15-Minute Morning Show.
The 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. A lot of us wearing purple for Spirit Day. A few of us aren't. Look at Scary's. Scary's tight shirt.
A size small. It's the only thing you guys had.
And you know what? You look great in it, and you're making a statement. You're making several statements.
What statement am I making?
It's Spirit Day. It's all about bullying in the LGBTQ community.
Yes.
Okay?
Yep. Absolutely.
And you know what? It is good to recycle tight shirts.
He was very, very happy that he said, and I quote, "I'm just able, happy I was able to squeeze into this. Even if it doesn't fit, he's glad he got into a small."
Yeah.
And we're happy you did. And good there's Froggy, and there's Nate, and there's Scotty B, and Danielle, and Gandhi, and Brody, and Garrett.
Yes.
Garrett!
All right. Yes, Nate.
Okay. So during the show today, Gandhi did a list of things. What was it? Things men do that women don't know about? Or?
Yeah. Things men secretly do.
So I found this list on Reddit. The things they didn't realize until they lived with a woman.
Oh.
Men. Oh, that's good.
Okay.
So, really?
This thing I found out, it kind of shocked me. Apparently, showering and washing your hair are separate events.
They're not separate events, but you don't always do them together.
Right.
For
that's
sure.
What I found.
Yeah.
Right.
And when you wash your hair, it's quite an undertaking. At least like if you have hair like me or like, you know, a lot of it, it's not just a quick bam thing.
Yeah. With us, it's like in the shower every day, done.
Right.
Yeah. But when you have hair like yours, longer hair, more hair, it is an event.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of guys didn't know that until they moved in with a woman.
It's an event. You invite people over.
Yeah. So you can have a bottle of conditioner.
Yeah.
At once.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Well, yeah. Your wife, Amy, has enough hair for five people.
This
so
is true.
She's got a lot.
Drain can prove that.
Yeah.
Was there anything else on that list?
Yeah, well, there's tons. To get rid of bangs, you don't just cut them off.
Well, seriously?
No, you have to grow them out.
Yeah. Does that make sense? I mean, imagine.
But isn't that just the hair up front?
You know, what are you going to do? You're going to cut it off and then you're going to have a, like, no.
Don't judge him. He doesn't know.
I don't know.
We're learning. Yeah.
I mean, we do. We all have the same hair. So, like, Nate, if you decided you wanted to grow your hair out or you didn't want that little curly cue in the front anymore, you wouldn't just cut it off, right?
Well, what do you do with it? You just
let
comb
it
to the
you
side?
You let it grow. Yeah. You can pin it with a bobby pin while it grows out. There's things you can do.
Okay.
I got to be honest. I had no answer for that. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Hairstylists get really temperamental about bangs, too. They'll tell you, like, oh, nope, I don't think you should do bangs. Yep. Your hair's too long. It's going to take you too long to grow it out. Mm-hmm. You don't have the face for it. Yep. All kinds of stuff.
And they can tell
if your hair's too curly. Or, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, hold on. Mm-hmm. Do you hear that? I got dogs barking. I got
the lawnmower.
Lawnmowers mowing.
Yeah, I hear the lawnmower.
Yeah, I hear it a little.
I love it. I love a beautiful day on the farm.
See, this one I found out. Pockets are very rare for women's pants. Yes. Why don't you guys have pockets?
Well, I think that they're more, you know, form-fitting, and sometimes a pocket makes things look wider, but what sucks even more is when you do have a pocket, that thing's so tiny, you can't put anything in it.
Yeah, right,
you
can't put anything in it.
Or you guys have good pockets.
It pops out the side on your thighs. I hate that, when it doesn't, like, sit flat.
Yeah.
And it puffs. Ugh.
But every time I see a woman that does have pockets that they do enjoy, they seem so happy. So, like, would you enjoy more pockets?
Hell yeah. If there's a dress with pockets, I'm like, look at my pocket.
Oh, yeah.
Cargo shorts. Women shouldn't be carrying stuff in pockets.
No, but a dress with pockets, you have a place for your hands. It's
women should wear cargo pants all the time.
Too. You can wear culottes.
Here's one
door, I'll be right back.
That I didn't realize until I lived with Heather. Never, ever dry her clothes in a dryer.
Oh, trigger. Oh. Yeah.
I dried a pair of, I don't know if they were pleather or some sort of weird.
Oh my gosh.
They seriously looked like they should be going onto a doll. Like, they were like this big.
We had the biggest fight the other day. So Lisa said to me from the other room, hey, can you throw the clothes in the dryer? And I said, yeah, sure. When you asked me to throw the clothes in the dryer, what does that mean?
You put the clothes in the dryer.
You got to separate.
You take everything that's in the washer and you throw it in the dryer and you turn it on, correct?
Well, you don't separate whites from colors?
No. They were already washed. It was already washed. Everything was washed in the washing machine. And she said, well, you put the clothes in the dryer. So I did.
Dude, I still think you need separate loads for separate colors.
So what happened?
Because I threw her bras in there, she lost her shit on me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they
don't. Okay. To be fair, you didn't know.
Right,
you didn't.
Yeah, every bra I've ever worn, you could throw in the dryer. Is what I said.
But you got to stay for you know the form. It loses its form.
And then there's also delicates that don't go in the dryer, and you're supposed to know that also.
Right, and like if there's the T-shirt that Danielle's wearing, it's kind of a fitted T-shirt.
Yeah.
I don't dry stuff like that ever because I'm like, if this even shrinks an inch, this is going to be a problem. So I'll just air dry that too. Oh.
See, you learn that when you finally move in with a woman.
Elvis,
Froggy just didn't learn it.
Another advantage to being gay, Elvis. Another advantage. Just throw everything in the dryer.
Oh, please.
See, and then to your point, women only own one truly good bra.
Nope.
No,
that's
a few.
Not true. I have a lot.
Yeah. But the couple that I own, even though I don't even like bras and I don't like wearing them, I swear by them. And if I can't find them, I get very upset. Even though I have other bras, they're like show bras. You don't really wear those.
Okay. All right.
What are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
Okay.
No bra.
I found out about this. Period panties apparently are a thing.
Oh yeah. Of course.
Yeah, they are.
For sure.
You can't wear your nice panties during the time of month.
Oh, please stop using that word.
Yeah, it's a bad word.
You know what I just learned, too? Like, I know there was many side effects of birth control, as Gandhi mentioned just the other day, too. But the amount of side effects, if you read the instructions on some of the boxes, like, the paper is like the iTunes user agreement with all the side effects that women go through. Like, words I've never heard before.
Yep.
It's just, guys, if you do yourself a favor, just see what possibly women could go through from taking birth control.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Okay.
That's why I had three kids.
Here's something.
I'm not dealing with it.
An innocent cleaning excursion in the right circumstances will lead to a full-on reorganization of all the furniture in the house.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Totally.
It's like working a puzzle. I know that.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
Fancy makeup takes a very long time.
Yes.
Yep.
Definitely does.
I found that out.
Without a doubt.
moisturizer goes on your body, not just your face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And they're different. There's a face one and a body one.
Yeah, yes. That's a very important thing. Alex will use just Jergens lotion or whatever on his face.
Me too.
What do you do? Don't do that.
No.
It's not good for your face.
No. You will lose way more hair ties than socks.
Yeah.
Oh, without a doubt. I have one in my hair right now. I have two on my wrist because these things go missing all the time.
But those things are always clogging the drain in my house. How?
Oh, okay, you sound strange. Like Sheldon, because my bobby pins go down the sink, and he's like, oh, the plumber came again. Look what he found. And it's like 25 bobby pins that get shoved down there.
I don't know how they get down there. They just...
I don't know.
See, I realized that when my hair was long, I would be like, God, where's my thing? And they just vanish.
Yeah.
I have no clue where they went.
Always have one on your wrist.
That's it. That's the list.
That's good. You know, an interesting one that one of my very best friends and her husband got into an argument about was, unless you live with a woman, you don't understand that we use at least twice as much toilet paper as you guys do. Yeah. So if you have just a little bit left, you can't be like, oh, that's going to last us a week. No, it's not.
No.
Stop it. They got into a huge fight because he actually tried to have an intervention with her, and he said, you're using too much toilet paper. I don't use this much toilet paper. She was like, are you an idiot? This is seriously the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I didn't know that.
Yeah, toilet paper.
Because you don't dab after you pee, right, men?
Right.
Yeah, I do.
You just shake.
No.
Oh,
I
you do?
Scotty does.
Yeah.
Well, Scotty does. I only buy single ply for that reason.
I dab for about 10 minutes sometimes.
What? Oh. Wait, Scary. Wait, hold on. Scary, you have a different toilet paper for dabbing than you do for other things?
No. I only use one ply toilet paper because I'm in fear of clogged toilets. By my girlfriend, because she uses a lot, whatever. Oh. I mean, whatever it is.
Okay.
Right. I don't want to deal with a plunger or
did you
ever.
Just throw Robin under the bus going, yeah. I'm afraid my she girlfriend clogged the toilet?
My girlfriend wipes her ass too much.
I'm a little
uncomfortable
with this conversation.
Women don't use more toilet paper per sitting. They use more toilet paper per week.
Right. In general.
Because they have to use it.
Yes, and you do understand that by getting the one ply, she's going to use more because one ply sucks.
Right.
You guys don't have to.
She's going to double up on one ply
on your finger too.
But wait, you don't want your girlfriend
with duty on her finger?
Well,
what
if you have
this?
A nail too, that's not good. For one ply, no. One ply, not allowed.
There's an art to using one ply. You know, you just have to be very careful.
There's an art.
No, there's not.
There's an art.
Use twice as much. That's the art.
Use twice as much.
Once again, I know how much it's you called, make. Don't be a cheap ass. Buy some.
Enough with that.
It's called math.
I'm not being a cheap ass. You know me. I spend money, but when it comes to
you splurge on
paper,
the dumb things, not on the things we need.
On stuff for you, but not your girlfriend.
No, I spoil her silly.
You kind of punish her with the one ply. Like, we're going to talk about we're getting the same toilet paper.
She insulted. She made a comment to me once. She goes, why don't you have two plies here? I don't understand it. You live high on the hog and everything else you do.
Do you tell her it's because of her?
You and your shits.
Because you're the clogger.
I don't trust my own toilet bowl. That's the problem.
Mm. Wait a minute. You told me you got the Commander 4 that you could put golf balls down.
Oh, the Champion 4 is definitely the... Yes.
So then what are you worried about?
Are you saying Robin poops bigger than golf balls?
Wait, hold on. I can't hear it. What'd you say, Frog?
You have golf balls falling out of your ass? Why are you flushing golf balls?
No. The Champion 4, as advertised,
right.
It can swallow an entire bucket of golf balls in one gulp.
But not Robin's poop.
No, I never said that.
Poor Robin.
You get a hole in one in the bathroom.
Maybe. Hey.
I flushed a double eagle.
Maybe the one ply,
or whatever those things are called.
Maybe the one ply deters her from staying over, and that's what he wants.
Oh my God. No, that's not true. You guys, no, I'm the only one who uses one.
What else is on your list?
If you propose, Scary, you can hand her a double ply shaman or something.
that was the list.
No, it was Gandhi that brought up the toilet paper thing.
Pretty good, guys. Mm-hmm. Scary. Always coming through.
You realize, Scary, that one ply toilet paper is as thin on your butt as that shirt is on you?
Mm. Well, then you always
you have single ply t-shirt.
You end with a flushable wipe, and you're good.
Those aren't flushable.
The flushable wipe's going to clog your toilet faster than toilet paper will.
It says the word flushable
on it. But they say you're really not supposed to flush them. That's what they say.
Most things are flushable, but they'll clog your toilet.
I wipe my butt on this every day.
Oh, Ollie
Bear. Used to be a white dog.
No, that's actually Max. That's Max.
He needs them. They need haircuts desperately.
I know they say not to flush flushable wipes, but we've been flushing them forever, and they don't clog the toilet, so I don't.
Okay.
We don't have a problem.
Well,
they mess up the sewer system.
You just jinxed yourself, Frog.
Yep.
Okay. I'll let you
I was
know.
Actually part of a class action lawsuit against some flushable wipes. I got about 76 cents.
Wow.
Oh my. Wow, big spender.
Can we have Robin on the podcast tomorrow, please?
No! Oh.
Yes!
She's going to be mortified. Okay, yeah, tomorrow and tomorrow only.
Okay.
Tomorrow, Friday. Right. Because we're going to do one.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
I see the text right now coming to Scary. What did you say today?
My mother, you guys, my mom texted me.
Oh, no.
Said, heard you talking about us this morning. My friend heard you too. And one of Carol and Bobby's daughter's friends heard you. She called Carol and told her.
Oh, tell your parents I'm so sorry.
Your parents are all swinging with those other people.
That's you right. guys suggested yeah. that my parents could be swingers. That's
tell them not to listen. Tell them not to listen to your show.
Right.
Because
right.
they're going to hear things that they can't handle.
I right. suggested your parents' friends are actually your real parents.
You guys.
You did.
Right. Sorry, his scared. Father's a spitting image of
I know.
Scary. Although Elvis, on yesterday's Brooklyn Boys episode that we recorded, episode 194, I did also accuse his parents of swinging. Because they go everywhere with this couple.
Really? Oh, they like, so this is like a thing, Scary.
Maybe they are swapping.
They're best friends. Don't you guys have parents that have best friends since they were like teenagers and they were like did double dating? They've yeah. been together forever. They're yeah, like,
I get that. Like, what about if your mom falls asleep early? How do you know that Tony's not like moving it on the other? You know?
Hey, Carol, why don't you come over here, Carol?
Carol.
I'll give you the Brooklyn sausage.
Guys, oh you're gosh. Talking about my parents here. I can't even think about this.
You know, hey, your parents got down. You exist.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't think about
he's got brothers and sisters. They like to do it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very
do
busy.
Wait, do you Scary. Sort of look like your parents and not the other people a little bit?
You, all of you. All of
I bet
you.
They're doing it right now.
Stop yeah. it. No.
Call
I
them.
Love it.
Bob and Ro, Carol and Tony.
They do have adjoining hotel rooms, though.
No. Oh.
Easy access. That connecting door.
That is
easy
access. On.
Okay.
Is that it? Are we and done? We're done.
They got a special knock that they use when they're ready.
They got pineapples everywhere, right, Frog?
Yes, upside down.
All right. Everyone say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.